By the time this airs, Halloween will have just passed. But I'm not ready to let go of telling spooky, scary stories, and I've got one for you today. To most people, the spookiest thing about organic gardening are those weird, bloodless, six-legged, multi-eyed creatures who go creeping around your cherry tomatoes all season long. I'm talking about bugs. And it's true, they don't have blood. Look it up online, and you'll learn something amazing. But you know, I love bugs, like really love bugs. Like, I have been known to spend whole summer evenings sitting under porch lights watching orb spiders catch insects and tend their webs. And yeah, I know spiders aren't bugs, but I think you get my point. I honestly don't understand why science fiction buffs spend so much time dreaming up alien civilizations in outer space, when for most of us, there are alien civilizations all around us. Insects. Under our feet, crawling up a tree trunk, living in that crack in your driveway. Most people don't know anything about the amazing and strange life of the insects that share our homes and our gardens. But what they could learn would shock them. Good evening. I'm Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. Today we are going to talk about ants and how in some incredible ways they aren't so very different from us humans. Stay tuned. It's actually kind of scary. I'm going to say two words and want you to pay attention to the first thing you think of. Ready? Ant farm. I bet you came up with one of two images. One, if you are my age or a little older, a little plastic cage where you can keep some ants and watch their activities. Or two, if you are currently a preteen, a show from the Disney Channel that I actually didn't even know existed until I Googled ant farm to see what Google thought I meant. Well, there's actually a secret option number three, an ant farm, meaning a farm where the farmers are ants. Now, different ants have different kinds of farms, but the farmer ants I see are shepherds. Yeah, ants on my farm have their own livestock. They feed, protect, and herd other bugs such as aphids. What gets me about this is that they herd. For whatever reason, that the fact that they herd tiny livestock is really mind-boggling to me. I have seen this every single year I have worked at the urban farm. Sometimes these tiny livestock farms have come at a detriment to me, but mostly I just think they're really cool. The reason why ant farmers would be unwanted in a vegetable garden is because the livestock that they're attending, while nutritious and delicious to the ants, are insects that cause damage to the plants that I am trying to grow. Talk about turf wars. Fortunately, this farmer versus farmer problem doesn't usually flare up because there's something else, another bug, alas, on my side. Just as human shepherds curse the lonely coyote for sneaking away with members of their flock, ant shepherds experience the same headaches. Except instead of wolves or coyotes, an ant's worst farming enemy is the ladybug. Ladybugs love the sweet taste of aphids just as much as ants do. Ladybugs are also essentially little tanks that get more or less what they want in the insect world. Ants have yet to invent anything like a fence to keep these cute red and black varmints out of their aphid herds, which is actually all for the better for me and my own selfish agricultural endeavors. I have seen ants tending their aphid herds on pole beans, on my milkweed plants, and in our Virginia creeper vine. This past year, I saw lots of ants and their livestock on the sunflowers that we planted for the bees, and ladybugs were never far away. Even more amazing than the fact that ants actively farm for the benefit of their colonies is how long they have been doing it. It is estimated that some species of ants have practiced agriculture for more than 5 million years. Humans, by contrast, have only been farming for about 10,000. It's things like this that make me wonder. When humans finally hit upon the series of tasks and patterns that transforms a seed into a plant, and then began to recreate those patterns, everything about human civilization changed. We could stay in one place. We no longer had to be nomadic. Agriculture is more efficient than hunting and gathering. So overall, Farming saves a group of people lots of time. Art was impossible before farming. There was no time for that kind of self-expression. And herein is where my wonderment lies. Did that same cultural evolution happen for ants more than 5 million years ago, when they realized that the secretions from an aphid's rear end tasted sweet, and that they could save a lot of trouble just by exploiting that knowledge? I mean, if ants farm, what else are they doing under the wood chips at my farm? It's like a bizarro world. It sounds like the plot out of a science fiction novel. If Alfred Hitchcock were privy to this information, he probably would have written a clever psychological thriller about the chilling similarities between ant civilization and that of humans. Of course, I knew none of this until I started gardening and paying attention to the whole world that a healthy, robust garden becomes every spring, summer, and fall. And I'm still a gardening newbie. I am excited to learn more about the natural world with every gardening season. For someone like me, a backyard garden becomes a classroom where natural history really comes alive. Literally, it comes alive, and I witness amazing things firsthand. Maybe that's why spiders or insects don't scare or intimidate me anymore, because through gardening, I have come to know and understand them. And of course, only the unknown is scary. I know that I started this episode promising a scary tale, and I guess it's not so much scary as just downright amazing. It is amazing that I worry about the safety of my chickens when there are a whole host of hungry things that want to eat them, and that sometimes do. And that same concern for the well-being of my livestock is felt by something 500 times smaller than me. It makes you realize that all things are a lot more similar than you might have initially thought. And that is one heck of a life lesson that gardening has taught me. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I'm Carrie Hargrove. For more information on CCUA, visit our Facebook page. Or, better yet, come visit us. We're just down the street from anywhere in town. Thanks for listening, and happy gardening. To you and the ants.